If you go down to the fish cleaning station at Petersburg's South Harbor boat ramp, particularly in summer, you're likely to see one or more sea lions swimming close to the dock. They're anxiously awaiting the leftovers from boaters who are there to gut and fillet their catch. It's not just the cleaning station. Throughout the harbors, people are accustomed to throwing fish waste off boats and floats. As a result, the animals have become accustomed to getting food from people to the point where some have gotten aggressive. Harbor Board Chair and commercial dive fisherman Mike Bangs raised the issue at a recent Harbor Board meeting.
I work in the harbor and I dive in the harbor and they're getting aggressive again. There's a couple of them that are and a couple of them that aren't. And I called Sitka and asked them what their policy was. And they said that they passed the city ordinance in the past year that they allow no fish waste to be dumped in the harbor. So I said, do you have cleaning tables on the docks? They said, yes, we have cleaning tables, but it's posted. You take the fish waste and you take them outside the breakwater. And they've eliminated their sea lion problem. Said we don't have an issue with it.
Bangs noted that seafood processors have to grind their waste down before it's released into the Wrangell Narrows so that it's not a food source for sea lions. Bangs referred to the state of Alaska's environmental guidelines for harbors, which recommend against allowing people to dump fish waste. He acknowledged this would not be a popular issue to raise, but it's something the city needed to think about.
I've seen them right there where it goes out of the chute at the cleaning table, and the sea lion's right there with its mouth open. And they've lunged at people. I've had them get aggressive underwater. They don't belong in the harbor.
And Bangs pointed out the animals could not just be killed. In very rare instances, the National Marine Fisheries Service has allowed the killing of exceptionally aggressive animals after numerous incidents of aggression were documented and a variety of other solutions were unsuccessful. Stellar sea lions are protected under federal law, and it's also illegal to feed them. Sometimes they don't even wait for the scraps. The more aggressive animals have been known to get impatient and lunge up onto the cleaning station dock or even on boats as people handle their fish. Harbor Master Jim Stromdahl.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we had a lady and her family down where I signed in at the station down there, and they had a 100-pound halibut hanging on the hook, and they were having their pictures taken. Sea lion came up and took the 100-pound halibut and went back in the water.
In an unusual incident in 2007, a sea lion actually bit a local fisherman in the rear while he was offloading halibut at a local seafood processor. Bangs didn't have the solution, but suggested the Harbor Board should try and come up with some ideas for curbing the fish waste in the harbor. While ordinance changes are up to the city council to decide, Bangs suggested it might not have to go that far. Board member Hal Modallin agreed.
Maybe we need some kind of to mount a public awareness campaign about the problems and say, hey, look, so everybody's kind of understands that we're trying to.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, like using the radio station or the newspaper or something, is that it is a problem and it's going to come back to bite us if we don't.
Literally.
One suggestion that came up was that boaters could be asked to take their fish waste back out to the Red Can at the end of the Narrows. But board member Glenn Reed Jr. was concerned that some people might choose to get rid of it on land instead.
Let's say I come in and clean at the clean station now. I put the stuff in my skiff. I take it out the middle of the Narrows. I dump it. That's fine. If you don't want to do that, I go up to harbor and I see the garbage disposal, so I dump it in there.
Right.
That would not be a solution.
Fish and other food waste left in garbage bins or dumped around town often attracts bears, not to mention flies and vermin. Board members discussed other options as well, such as working with a seafood processor that might be willing to grind it or help come up with other ideas. Or maybe the city could give some of it to the fish composting business run by the Petersburg Indian Association. The board didn't take action on the issue, but is planning to discuss it again at their next meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.